News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Boy, and the phone lines lit up. We're about to get into some phone calls here in a second. Before I do that, real quickly, though, I got to tell you about Just Love Coffee Cafe. You hear their ads all the time on there, but I want to tell you, I go there, all right? I love going by there. So Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And they are so good at what they do. I mean, every time I've been in there too, they make me feel like, you know, like I'm the only customer in the store. I mean, they've got great customer service and they've got a great product. I love their coffees. And I'm, by the way, I'm a black coffee fan. So just grind me some fresh beans and give me that. But every once in a while I splurge and do what Charlene calls a treat coffee, the cappuccinos, the macchiatos and all that. Yeah, good stuff. The menu, the eating menu is good stuff. I'm just telling you, folks. Listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe, you've got to check them out. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Yes, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, listen. Yeah, Copper, we're not giving ESG ratings to Just Love Coffee. They don't want an ESG rating. I see that on the board. Hey, we got every single one of our phone lines. So the question I asked just right before, like almost on a whim, before we went to the break was, okay, so Hillary Clinton apparently has COVID, bless her heart, and she has said, you know, thank goodness for the vaccine. All's going to be well, but I'll be quarantining. And she said, please send movie recommendations. So let me just start grabbing some phone lines here. Line one, Mark from Tennessee. Mark, Phil Williams on the Right Side. How are you, sir?
Oh, good, Phil. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hey, what you got?
I was thinking One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You know, I mean, she's in the house or in the nest there.
Yeah.
And that might work.
I totally get it. Mark, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you hanging on during the break. Who's next, Copper? Light me up a phone line there. Is Birdman on line three? Line three, Birdman, what are you doing, bud?
Man, not much. What's going on?
I'm just calling. You got a movie? What do you think Hillary should watch?
Oh, absolutely. This is easy. It's got to be 13 Hours, right?
That was mine. That's what I was going to say. The Benghazi story. I mean, it's got to be. You know what? And also one of my favorite movies, too, by the way. Yeah. Epic good movie. Birdman, get back to work.
Have a good one.
All right. All right, man. Have a great day. Who's next, Copper? What do we got here? Line, which one? Line four? Yeah, line four. Chris from Lauderdale. Hey, Chris. Phil Williams on Right Side. What you got?
She needs to watch The Road based on the book by Cormac McCarthy. If Biden will get his big boy pants on, that's where we're apt to be.
So tell me the name of the movie again. What's it called?
The Road, R-O-A-D.
The Road. Okay. Wow, now I got to look that one up. All right. Hey, appreciate the call, man. Thanks for being in the audience. Who's next, Copper? What do we got there? Oh, hey, line five, Kirby from Harvest. Kirby, how you doing today, man?
Oh, fine. I was cleaning, you know, I'm getting some tree limbs and things ready to burn. And it's funny, but I just turned on the radio while you were talking about carbon credits. Are we going to be limited now in how much tree brush we can burn? Is that what it's about? Or
yes, you may have to buy carbon offsets, Kirby, in order to preserve your right to a good ESG rating or something. Who knows? But yeah. You got a movie for Hillary Clinton? What do you think about that?
Well, you know, the one I was going to recommend was recommended by Mark from Tennessee, but I guess On the Trail of the Assassins.
Oh, shoot. Kirby, that's rough. On the Trail of the Assassins. Yeah, you know what? It's kind of funny how everybody who has ever had the dirt on Hillary winds up gone. Yes, Kirby from Harvest, thank you as always. Copper, who's next? These phone lines keep lighting up. What movie should Hillary watch while she's quarantining for COVID? Pray tell. Mark from Madison on line one. Hey, Mark. Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Doing good. Maybe just on title alone, because I don't want Hillary wielding a sword, but if she has to quarantine with her husband, I guess maybe Kill Bill would be a good movie to...
Oh! Oh, that was rough. Copper wrote a big LOL on the board for you, Mark. So
that's great.
All right, Mark. Thank you much. Tongue in cheek. We don't recommend murder on this show, but nonetheless, that is pretty funny. All right. Line two, Tommy from Tennessee. Hey, Tommy, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
Hey, doing fine, Phil. Listen to you every day. Got a boy that works with me. Went to high school with you, and I wanted his name is Bubba Muse. And I don't know if they got the movie yet, but I wish they would do a movie and she could watch it called It Takes a Village.
Well, she wrote the book anyway.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Tell Bubba I said howdy. And Tommy, thanks for the call, man. Oh, wow. 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 That was like a flurry. Copper, how's your hands? Are you good?
I'm good. Oh, I have movie too.
Oh, what you got?
Just this weekend, I watched American Carol.
American Carol?
Have you seen
that one? No, what's that?
It's a satire off of A Christmas Carol, but it's a liberal documentary maker who gets visited by the ghost of America's past, which happened to be Patton, who takes him around and teaches him what being a real American is. It's pretty hilarious.
Why have I not seen this movie?
You should. It's great.
Did you stream it online? I mean, where'd you get that?
We got the DVD, but I'm sure you can find it online.
American Carol. Okay, yep. I'm looking that one up next. And you had a caller who didn't stay on the line, but he told you what was his movie?
Yes, he said 12 Strong.
Oh yeah, 12 Strong. What a great movie. 12 Strong. Yeah, that's the one where Thor played a Green Beret. And you know what? 12 Strong is about Afghanistan, but here's the deal. A lot of folks forget this. The Clinton administration had the opportunity to take out bin Laden way before 9/11, and they chose not to do it. So, yes, 12 Strong about the invasion of Afghanistan, I would say she needs to watch it. Copper, when you're ready, I got line three. You good on line three? Yes, line three, Edward from Crossville. Hey, Edward, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
Hey, I'm really good. I can see real quick. I'm sorry, I couldn't get off my phone or my radio, my car in time, if you can hear me okay.
Yes, sir, I got you good.
Okay. Well, I got to thinking, I think Psycho would be good. Kind of deep how old I am, but she could play all the roles in that, and I think it'll sit well with her, too, watching it, but anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Kind of bad.
That's yeah. Well, you know what? She could play the deceased mother in the rocking chair and the crazy son all at the same time. Edward, exactly. Thanks, man. Appreciate you calling in, Edward from Crossville. Line four, JT from Lacey Springs. JT, how you doing today?
Oh, doing well. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Kind of dating myself here a little bit, but I'm amazed that no one has said The Exorcist yet.
Okay, which character is she in The Exorcist?
Put your hand in a jar and draw one out.
JT, thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it very much. All right. Wow. Okay, that lit things up. Copper, are the phones ring? You got another one calling in right now? Or are we good?
Nope, that's all for now.
Woo! Whew. Okay. Ask a question, get an answer or three. Well, I'll tell you what, let's do this, Copper. We're about 2 minutes ahead of the usual schedule. Let's just go ahead and take the break. We'll run that break now and come back and wrap up the show. I got one part of today's Triple Dipper done. But you know why? It's because this audience is so awesome. I mean, that's just too funny. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.